Oh, hey, I was looking for you earlier. Where have you been? Oh, really? She took you to town, huh? Yeah, I mean, I guess there's lots of stuff to get, right? It's gonna be a lot of people to feed. Well, hey, Merry Christmas Eve. Thanks. Hey, the sun's out and it's not too cold. I was gonna go for a walk down to the creek, see how it's looking. Do you want to come with? It's not far, right? You remember it? It's just at the end of the property. Yeah, sure, come on. Oh yeah, put the hoodie on, yeah. It's like, it's not that cold, but it's not that warm either. Okay, come on, let's go. Oh my god. Did you see the way my stepmom looked at us when we walked out together? Fuck. Oh. And so did you sleep alright last night? Cool. Yeah, I did too. Yeah, I slept really well, actually. It's so quiet around here late at night, but I think I slept well knowing that you were in the next room. Yeah, well, because it made me happy. Yeah, I'm just happy to see you again. After 10 years, I wasn't really sure if I ever would. I just like being under the same roof as you. Reminds me of the old days. It's a Christmas miracle. Oh god, shut up. Although, well, if I'd have known that you were coming in advance, I could have gotten you a present. But, like, to be honest, I didn't really get anyone anything this year. Yeah, I know. Well, it's just, it's so many people to get stuff for, right? And I hate getting things for people just for the sake of it. Like, I'm not sure I really want to waste money buying presents for grown adults who don't really need more crap filling their houses. But I would have gotten you something. No, it's okay. I don't need anything. I don't expect anything from anyone. Especially not if you've been out of work lately. The last thing that you need to be spending money on is stupid presents. Just seeing you again is enough, actually. Yeah, it is. It's perfect. In fact, it's the best Christmas surprise I've had in years. There it is. I used to love it here. You remember? I used to sit by the stream every afternoon. But it's been years since I've come down here. Even when I come to visit. It's not like it's far from the house or anything. I just... Is it just me, or does it look stronger than it used to be? Yeah, like the stream has gotten more powerful. It looks good. Hey, do you remember that spot? Right over there? That's where we first kissed. Yeah. I've been hoping to kiss you for months, but I was so scared. Hey, are you warm enough? Okay, good. Come on, let's sit down. Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, on the log, yeah. You know, sometimes I feel kind of like that kiss was the dividing line of my youth. Everything that came before and everything that came after. Well, I definitely was a horny little monster after that. You really woke something up in me. I'm not really sure it ever went back to sleep. Hey, I'm sorry that life hasn't been kind to you lately. I know how that can feel. Things haven't been so great for me either. Adulthood is hard work, huh? Sometimes I think back to when we were kids, and I just... I think those last few months of summer with you were the best time of my life. Before we got separated. I think that sometimes I maybe idealize my youth too much, and maybe that doesn't make adulthood any easier. But it was the last time I felt like I had a best friend. Yeah, there was. Someone who was a real partner. Do you remember how we used to finish each other's sentences? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I know it sounds stupid, but you didn't feel like a step cousin to me. Or even like a lover towards the end. You felt like my twin. I don't know how else to describe it. Just like being with you was the most natural thing in the world. I worshipped you. You know that? I looked up to you so much. I cried for a week straight after they separated us. And I didn't talk to my parents for months. I know that we were too young to really know what we were doing, but no one's really ever made me feel like that since. Not just the way it felt when you touched me, but the way it made me feel inside. I think that maybe I've been chasing that ever since. With a lot of people. And I've met some great people. And I've had a lot of great sex. But it's never felt the same. My parents told me to take you off all of my social media accounts. When I got older, I knew I'd be able to find you again. But I figured you'd moved away and you were with someone. And it was just kind of easier not to dig up the past. I'm sorry, this is a lot to lay on you. You don't have to take it seriously. Sometimes I overshare. I think it comes from being lonely too much. When I get the chance to let things out to someone I can actually talk to, I tend to take the chance and grab it with both hands. Yeah? You get lonely too? Even with your fiancé? Or is that all related to why it's not going so well? Yeah. Yeah. Together but alone. That's familiar. Yeah. God, yeah, I know, yeah. It's tough when you love someone who doesn't seem to know how to show it back. Together but alone. I'm sorry. You deserve better. You definitely deserve better. You of all people deserve better. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I do too. Yeah. Yeah, I've got a job. Yeah, for sure. It's okay. Yeah, it's with a law firm, mostly as a researcher. It pays really well and I'm respected, but it's long hours. And sometimes I just wonder what the point of it all is. Would you, would it be okay if I put my head on your shoulder? I know it's maybe weird to ask. I'm not short of cuddles. There's a lot of family here who I love and who are happy to give me a cuddle, but it's different when it's from someone your own age, who can understand your problems. Someone who's more of a contemporary. Yeah, a friend. That's better. Yeah. Thank you. You're warm. I love this hoodie you've got. It's so soft. And it feels good with your arm around me like that. Do you remember? This wasn't just the place where we first kissed. Yeah, you remember too? This was the first place anyone ever sucked my dick. I know, shut up, shut up. We'd been kissing for an hour, and I was so hard that it started poking out the bottom of those tiny shorts I had on. I think I was just as surprised as you were. We both started caressing it together. Until it was right up in front of your face. And you looked kind of intimidated. Well, yeah, it was big. It still is, you know, it hasn't shrunk. Kind of the opposite, actually. But you took it in your mouth anyway. You were sucking so hard. It was too much for me. I never told you this, but I almost told you I loved you right then. Yeah, seriously. How funny would that have been? A young guy gets his first blowjob and he's ready to confess love within seconds. Yeah, exactly. Typical man. In fact, the words were almost out of my mouth when I got overwhelmed and I started to cum. That shut me up. It was the first time I ever had an orgasm with someone else. Into someone else. Yeah, I remember that. You swallowed every drop. Just like you did every other time after that. And there were so many other times. Oh yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, that was a close call. So many more times. Until they found out. It feels so good when you stroke my hair like that. I've missed you. I've missed you so much. Fuck. Is that Joyce calling us? God. I probably need help getting things ready for tonight. I'm sorry this all just came out. It's been a hard couple of years, just like it has been for you. I'm so glad I still have a few more days here with you. Come here. For letting me say that. Yeah. I've missed you too. So much. Yeah. Yeah, same here. I'm just happy to be seeing you again as well. Come on. All right, we should go and help. All right, let's go. Come on.